Knock, knock. What? Can't a stranger who drove you to the hospital come in for a minute? I had to sneak up here when that lady at the front desk wasn't looking. Nice to see you again. And under better circumstances. Better being a relative term, of course. Jesus, are those staples in your head? Like a little school project. Wait, do you remember me? Yeah, wait. No, I am not the lady who needed directions to the hospital. I mean, yeah, I guess technically I am, but technically you were the one needing directions. Yeah, I would have been okay without them. In fact, I would have been better without them because I was on my way that day to pick up some wine and cheeseburgers when you distracted me with that whole side quest. Trying to die in the street. I know, that sounds like the grossest combination of food. Same errand, separate events. You know what? No, I never did go get them. The store I like to go to, it's the same, well, the same parking lot as, you know. Seems sort of sacrilegious, don't you think? I know the cops have been out there, but I wasn't even sure until right now that you'd survived the whole thing. Imagine I return to the literal scene of the crime and wind up with you as a ghost following me? Wow, nice to see your sense of humor wasn't broken in the accident. You know, I think I take offense to that, actually, yeah. I'm not good enough to haunt. Oh, you don't think we have unfinished business? Well, then I have some news for you. I brought you a surprise this morning. Maybe I should just turn around right now and not reveal it so that we do have unfinished business. Yeah, and then you can haunt me after you die. I didn't say you were gonna die in here. Maybe you're gonna get all old and cranky first. Maybe I'll die first. I'd like to at least be in the running for the haunting. Okay, deal. If you ever die and haunt someone, please consider this moment as my formal application. Say you accept it. You have to accept it before... Okay, thank you. I appreciate your consideration. Your surprise. One second, it was like unbelievably hard to fit into my purse. I almost have it. Seems like a good sign that you haven't lost your memory, right? Or social skills. Those little staples must be doing a good job holding all that information in there. Here we go. Ta-da! I wanted to see if you were okay. I'm really glad you are. They're bells. Bike bells. I know it's not your traditional get well soon gift, but there's not a lot that we know about each other. So, it's a bouquet of bells. I know, that probably blows your mind after we spent that intense car ride together. It basically saved your life. What? No, I was just kidding. Seriously, I was kidding. Don't say thank you, it's weird. What kind of horrible person would have left you lying in the street like that? I'm glad I was there. Minus the wine and burgers thing. Stop thinking me. I just mean, who knows how long you could have been there before somebody else came across you. It's really crappy visibility back there, especially in the dark. And people just aren't going in and out of that staff lot anymore. But you probably shouldn't go running over there anymore. Or biking, rather. I don't even know if you're planning on it. If you could stomach returning to somewhere like that, you shouldn't. Doesn't seem safe, so thought it was worth mentioning. And I didn't know if you liked flowers. Do you like flowers? Yeah, I guess who doesn't? Maybe that was kind of dumb of me. But the police said your bike is so totaled. I didn't even know you can total a bike. Yeah, I had to give a whole witness statement. So here, I brought you a bouquet of bicycle bells. Who knew they came with so many different sounds, right? I hope you find something in there that you like for your next bike. I hope you get a next bike. Maybe you're traumatized. Are you traumatized? How are you? Well, you know what they say. Riding a bike is like riding a bike. I hope you get back on there when your head isn't stapled together. Can't imagine a helmet would fit over that very comfortably. God, did you even have a helmet on in the accident? You didn't when I found you. In half? The whole helmet? That probably saved your life. Oh, yeah, here. No, it's okay. No, I can totally get you your water cup. I imagine it hurts to move. Are you still stiff? Broken? Jesus, how did you GPS us here with a broken hand? That's kind of incredible. Thank you, adrenaline. Surgery. Well, hopefully not, right? When will you know? Here, I can bring the straw to your mouth. Do you want more? Was that a yes? Sorry, I can't tell if you're shaking your head or nodding with that thing around your neck, the brace. Sorry, not to rip the straw out of your mouth, but did you want more water? Okay, here. So what do they let you eat in this place? I've never stayed in a hospital overnight, but I've always heard people say the food is crap. Ugh. If I were you, I would almost wish to be fed intravenously then. Do you think they'd be against the idea of me ordering us a pizza? Yeah, you're probably right. But I can probably sneak it past that lady at the front desk again. Or bribe her with a slice. You didn't have a bell on your bike? Well, obviously, I know you're not 13. Ha ha. So funny. Then the surprise is like an even bigger surprise than I originally thought, because now you're never gonna have to buy one. You're welcome. They're not just for kids. No. Did you ever think maybe this whole thing could have been avoided if you did have a bell on your bike? And you rang it for the car to get out of your way? Well, we'll never know now, will we? Nope, you can't say that for sure. We will literally never know. It's Schrodinger's hit and run. You so can put a bell on any bike. Why not? Bicyclists don't ever need to alert someone during a race. Or, you know, celebrate a win with a little ting, ting, ting when they cross the finish line. Then they should start. Bike races seem so boring anyway. I think that could be remedied with the addition of more sound effects. Now that you're sort of famous around town for not dying, I think you could be a great success at pioneering that whole movement. Yeah, spokesperson. People would listen to you. Probably. Maybe. And you've got a great inventory to start your campaign with, thanks to me. Oh, no. I steer clear of politics and oncoming cars, for the record. Yeah, even bike bell politics, because, like, I already know that I'm right, that more bikes should have more bells. So what's the point in just making all the wrong people look dumb about it? sorry. Yeah, no, it probably hurts to laugh. It probably hurts to do anything right now. Are you okay? Do you want me to call the nurse or anything? So, are you like some kind of professional biker? Do you own a bunch of spandex? Okay, sorry. I'll be serious. I got nervous. I didn't even know if it was a good idea to try to come see you. Why? You could have been dead for all I knew. I tried Googling for updates, but there were just the announcements about it happening and the search for the suspect vehicle. Yeah, they posted it on Facebook. No, I don't think they found anything yet. I imagine they'd tell you first, though. I was just a witness. Was the bike expensive then? Oof. What? Oh yeah, sorry. I didn't realize I was just, like, hovering over you. Awkward. Here are your bells. Yeah, I can sit for a little while. I hope that hospital bed is more comfortable than this bench. What is this, plastic? I do expect a full report on which bell is the best one, though. I guess that could mean I need to give you my number. But it sort of seems like you aren't getting out of here anytime soon, so I sort of know where to find you for those status updates. That I'm gonna come visit? I don't know. I have a pretty busy schedule visiting all the victims whose lives I've saved. Yeah? You didn't know I was some kind of superhero, did you? A favor. What, are you gonna ask me to chauffeur you again? I did just finally get the blood out of my car. But you seem all properly packaged and bandaged up now. Okay, sure. You can ask me for a favor. What do you need? Wow, already asked me back to your place and you can barely stand on your own 2 feet? Sorry. No, I would never blush. Never. That car must have run over your eyes or something. What were you saying? What do you need from your apartment? Oh my god, you have a cat and no one's been there to feed it? How long has he been without food? Like 3-4 days now? Jesus, don't you have anybody that could have stopped by to make sure, I don't know, the poor thing doesn't die? Even a neighbor? No, it's fine. No, I'll take care of it. Of course I'll take care of it. God, I barely just got done saving your life, and now I have to save your cat's life too? You guys are very demanding. It's all right. All in a day's work. I'll do it. But you should really invest in one of those timed feeders. Or make more friends. When you're not new to town. Or under car tires. Or laid up in the hospital, I mean. Where? In the closet? Oh wow, they really just bagged up your personal effects like they were trash, didn't they? They must have tossed the clothes that were too grungy to preserve. There we go. Which one's the house key? Okay, little bronze one. Not the thin one. This one? No, this one? Got it. What's your apartment number? Should I, like, FaceTime you while I'm there so you know I'm not robbing you blind? Oh, circling back to the phone number thing. Uh-oh. I dare say this means we're gonna see each other again. Either that, or I break into your apartment and steal your cat. Good news is, I'm more of a dog person. So, tell me about him, or her. Is your cat gonna be a total jerk when a stranger walks in? What's its name? Okay, that has to be a childhood pet. No? You came up with that, like, as an adult. On purpose? And you said bike bells are childish.